وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه. أما بعد، this is the class of tafsir from سورة الرعد, سورة 13.
جزاك الله خير.
سورة 13 verse, the beginning of the surah, the first verse. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم راء. تلك آيات الكتاب. والذي أنزل إليك من ربك الحق ولكن أكثر الناس لا يؤمنون. الله الذي رفع السماوات بغير عمد ترونها ثم استوى على العرش وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى يدبر الأمر يفصل الآيات لعلكم بلقاء ربكم توقنون. وهو الذي مد الأرض وجعل فيها رواسي وأنهارا ومن كل الثمرات جعل فيها زوجين اثنين يغشي الليل النهار إن في ذلك الآيات لقوم يتفكرون. وفي الأرض قطع متجاورات وجنات من أعناب وزرع ونخيل صنوان وغير صنوان يسقى بماء واحد ونفضل بعضها على بعض في الأكل إن في ذلك الآيات لقوم يعقلون. قال الإمام الشيخ عبد الرحمن السعدي رحمه الله يخبر تعالى أن هذا القرآن هو آيات الكتاب الدالة على كل ما يحتاج إليه العباد من أصول الدين وفروعه، وأن الذي أنزل إلى الرسول من ربه هو الحق المبين، وأن الذي أنزل إلى الرسول من ربه هو الحق المبين لأن إخباره صدق، وأن الذي أنزل إلى الرسول من ربه وأن الذي أنزل إلى الرسول من ربه هو الحق المبين. أنزل أو أنزل، نعم أنزل هنا. طيب، وأن الذي أنزل إلى الرسول من ربه هو الحق المبين لأن إخباره صدق، أي القرآن أي المنزل، لأن إخباره صدق وأوامره ونواهيه. نعم، عندي بكسر الهمزة، صحيح هذا الذي اشكل عليه، لأن أخباره، صحيح الذي عندي لأن إخباره، جزاك الله، لأن أخباره صدق وأوامره ونواهيه عدل مؤيدة بالأدلة والبراهين القاطعة. فمن أقبل عليه وعلى علمه كان من أهل العلم بالحق الذي يوجب لهم علمهم به العمل بما أوجب الله، ولكن أكثر الناس لا يؤمنون بهذا القرآن إما جهلا وإعراضا عنه وعدم اهتمام به، وإما عنادا وظلما، فلذلك أكثر الناس غير منتفعين به لعدم السبب الموجب للانتفاع. الله عز وجل said in this surah, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Alif Lam Mim Ra. These letters are one of the miracles of the Quran, and none but Allah alone knows their meanings. Alif Lam Mim Ra. This word consists of four letters. ألف لام ميم را. The Sheikh said, these letters are one of the miracles of the Quran, and none but Allah knows their meaning. Only Allah knows the meaning of Alif Lam Mim Ra. And it is a miracle. The miracles and the evidence is that the Quran is from Allah. How the people of knowledge said, only Allah knows the meaning, because even though the Quran is Arabic, it's Arabic language, but this word Alif Lam Mim Ra, these four letters connected, Alif Lam Mim Ra, is a word now, consists of four letters, is not used by the Arabs. They don't use in their speech Alif Lam Mim Ra. Therefore, if the Arabs do not know it, who else from the people may know the meaning of this Arabic word, which consists of the Arabic letters? Nobody other than Allah. Nobody knows even the meaning. How it become miracle then, if the meaning is not known, even to the people of knowledge? They say the ulama, they make ijtihad, they make tadabbur, they ponder of the Quran, they read all of the Quran, and they come to know that any chapter, any surah that Allah started with these letters, with this al-huruf al-muqatta'a, alif lam mim ra, alif lam, alif ra, alif alif lam mim, qaf, noon, ta sin mim, ha mim, ayn sin qaf, kaf ha ya ayn sad, and the like. All these words, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started with the beginning of a surah, right after that Allah mentioned the Quran. Allah mentioned about the Quran. Tells about the Quran. Just like this surah. Alif Lam Mim Ra, tilka ayatul kitab. Alif Lam Mim Ra, these are the verses of the book. These are the verses of the book. So, Saad, wal Quran is the dhikri. Saad is a letter. Then, wal Quran is the dhikri. By the Quran, who is honorable. So they say, it means that this Quran, our people, especially our Arabic, Arabic speakers, this Quran is in your language, is your mother language. And it consists of the letters you use in your daily life. These letters connected from Alif to Ya. Huruf al-Hijaiya, Quran consists of these letters. Put together those letters and produce the like of the Quran. Speech similar to the Quran. Do that. The Quran, the letters of the Quran, تلك آيات الكتاب والذي أنزل إليك من ربك الحق. For instance, الحمد لله رب العالمين. قل هو الله أحد. And the like consists of the letter, the Arabic letters. Connected, put together. Put those letters together as well and form like the Quran. If you do that, then yes, what you claim, that is not the speech of Allah, is accepted in that case. But if you are not able, then realize it's the speech of Allah. Otherwise, you would have put these letters, Arabic letters together, you would have come up with like the Quran. Since you can't do that, then know that it is the speech of Allah. That's basically what the people of knowledge said. So that's why it's a miracle. Tayyib. Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he mentioned very good benefit. Rahimahullah, he asked the question, if a Muslim recites the Quran and he doesn't know the meaning of the Quran, will he get the reward on recitation, and will he have 10 hasanat on each letter, or he must know the meaning of the Quran? The Sheikh said, either way he will get the reward. As long as he recites the Quran for the sake of Allah, he believes the Quran to be the speech of Allah, even if he doesn't know the meaning of what he recites, he will still get the reward of reciting the Quran. On every letter, 10 hasanat, if not more. What is the proof? He said, because the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the same hadith by which he mentioned the one who recites one letter of Quran, he gets 10 hasanat. He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, out of his wisdom, he gave example for one of these letters. He said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله بها حسنة. لا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف ولكن ألف حرف ولام حرف وميم حرف. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anyone who recites a letter from the speech of Allah, from the book of Allah, he get hasana. And every hasana, 10 hasanat. So any letter you recite from Quran, you going to get 10 hasanat. Any letter of the Quran. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave example, he said, لا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف. I'm not saying ألف لام ميم is a letter. ولكن ألف حرف ولام حرف وميم حرف. Rather, I'm saying that ألف is a letter, لام is a letter, ميم is a letter. So out of ألف لام ميم, how many letters is there? ألف لام ميم. Not four, أخي. 3. ألف لام ميم. You try, you did good. It's 3. Okay, out of these 3, how much hasanat, inshallah, you expect Allah to give you? 30, very good. Okay, is there anyone of us who knows the meaning of alif, lam, mim? No. It's from those words, the people of knowledge, they say, Allahu a'lam bi muradi. Allah is the one who knows the best, his subhanahu wa ta'ala, azza wa jalla murad. What's murad in English? Yes? Yes, Allah knows alone the intended meaning of these words. Jazakumullahu khair. So Shaykh Uthaymeen, he said the same hadith, the word the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chosen to use as an example, that any letter you recite, you get 10 hasanat, that word is from the huruf al-muqatta'ah, is from those words which the people of knowledge doesn't specifically know the meaning of it. Therefore, if you recite Quran, even you don't know the meaning, as long as you believe the Quran to be speech of Allah, you're reciting for the sake of Allah, not to show for anything, you are going to get what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. So recite the Quran, even if you do not know the meaning. Of course, there's no way someone who knows the meaning, he pounded of the meaning, and someone who doesn't know the meaning will get the same fruit, will get the same benefit from recitation. They will not. Yes, the same reward when it comes to the reward of recitation, but not the same benefit. Because if somebody understands the speech of Allah, he increases in knowledge. Allah is teaching you. Allah is telling you about the history. Allah is telling you about the aqidah, the creed. Allah tells you about the ibadah, how to perform the ibadah. Allah tells you about the good manners, the right path, the wrong path, the description of the good ones. So all that when you see, then you increase knowledge. You increase knowledge. So it's good to understand the Quran, to ponder on the meaning. But that again doesn't mean you don't get ajr, you don't get reward if you recite while you don't know the meaning. So Alif Lam Mim Ra, Tilka Ayatul Kitab. These are the verses of the book. That is the verses of the book. وَالَّذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقِّ. And that which has been revealed unto you, or the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from your Lord is the truth. But most men believe not. This book, that book, that's the book. That's the book. These are the verses of the book. What has been revealed to you, or the messenger of Allah from your Lord is the truth. But most of people do not know it, don't believe it. It is the truth because most of the people, but most of the people don't believe it. Why they don't believe it? The Quran is the truth, but most of human, they don't believe it to be the truth. Why? Sheikh Sa'di said, إِمَّا جَهْلًا وَإِعْرَاضًا عَنْهُ وَعَدَّمِ اهْتِمَامٍ بِهِ. It's either of ignorance, turning away from the Quran, not paying attention to the Quran, therefore doesn't know the Quran. If somebody doesn't know, how can he believe? Something you don't know it, how can you believe it? So either they don't know it, or وَإِمَّا عِنَادًا وَظُلْمًا, or negligence and transgression. Meaning they know the truth, but with the knowledge, they still leave it behind. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, they follow their desire and lusts. Out of arrogance. Some people, they know the truth, but they don't accept it. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. So that's why most of human do not know, don't believe the Quran to be the truth. Because either they don't know it, or they know it, but they prefer following their lusts over accepting the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. فلذلك أكثر الناس غير منتفعين به. The Shaykh said, therefore, most of man don't benefit from the Quran. Why? لعدم السبب الموجب للانتفاع. Because there is the cause to benefit from is not there. Either they don't know it, or they know it, but they don't have good heart. They don't have good intention. As Allah said in another ayah, إِنَّ عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَا أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. The origin of man is to be on these two things. Ignorance, transgression. Ignorance and following desire. Only those who purify their hearts are those who overcome these two evil characteristics. Ignorance and following desire. So Allah said in Surah Al-Asr, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Man are in loss, in a great loss, except those who believe and do righteous deeds. Those who believe and do righteous. How can you believe if you don't know it? There has to be knowledge to believe something. And after you believe, you have to act according to it, to benefit from the belief. So if you see most of the people don't believe in Quran, they don't follow the Quran, they don't accept the Quran to be the truth, then you already know what is the cause. Is either what? Either ignorance or negligence, desires. No way somebody will not believe Quran except if he is on one of these two characteristics. Either he is ignorant about Quran, he doesn't know it. Would he know? He will love it. He will know it's from Allah. Therefore, when the Sahaba, like Khalid bin Walid, Abu Sufyan ibn Harb, Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl, and the like, they used to fight the Quran. They used to be enemy to the Quran, enemy to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fought Islam, opposed the teachings of Quran, say Quran is magic, say the Quran is so bad things about the Quran, because they didn't know it. When they come to know, they adhere to it and they love it, and they invite others to it aggressively. Remember the day of the battle of Uhud, Abu Sufyan was the leader of the mushrikeen who killed seven of the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was wounded, his hair was broken, his teeth, he was bleeding. Also Khalid bin Walid, he was the head of the horses, who was actually those who go behind the Muslims and defeat the Muslims. Then Ikrimah was his vice secretary, whatever you call. Those three, they were there. they were against Islam. Subhanallah. At that time, they want to distinguish the light of Allah. So people remain upon idol worshiping, man worshiping, image worshiping. They didn't know it. The Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, amazing for his kindness, for his pure heart, while in that state and he feel the pain. He himself physically, emotionally, he see his beloved when his companion were killed, including his own beloved uncle Hamza radiallahu anhu, who was tortured with all this. While he in that state, as in Sahih al-Bukhari, he make dua for those people. He said, Allahu maghfir li qawmi fa innam la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, forgive my people because they don't know it. Oh Allah, forgive these people, my people, li qawmi, my people. He didn't say, oh Allah, curse and destroy my enemy. He had rights, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to make dua against them. They were his enemy, alayhi salatu wasalam. They were the enemy of Allah Azza wa Jal. He, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, instead he make dua for them, he give them excuse. Oh Allah, forgive my people, verily they don't know it. Allahul Kareem subhanahu forgave them. Allah guide them to Islam. After time, they were the soldiers of Islam, defending Islam, calling people to Islam, fighting the shirk. Why they were fighting in the beginning? Because they didn't know it. They didn't know it. Would they know, they would have support from day one. Ikrima ibn Abi Jahl, the son of Abu Jahl, he was asked, why did you become Muslim? You enter Islam after Mushrikeen were defeated and Muslims captured Makkah, conquered Makkah. Why? He mentioned that. He said, we had a fathers and who were very wise. They were our elders. When they told us stay away from it, we just take it as the way it is. Yeah, he's the son of Abu Jahl. He used to respect his father. Rather, his people used to respect his father. Abu Jahl was, he was that man. In his worldly things, he was smart. He had the leader. He was the leader of Quraysh. He was able to be their leader. All of them to go by his rule. So he says, when they tell us leave about Islam, he said we accepted it. That's why. Meaning they didn't ponder. He didn't use his own mind. He didn't sit back and think and consider the issue. No, he blindly followed it. Subhanallah. That's why Allah in Quran, what he said, La ilaha illallah. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَ أَنْ تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَى وَفُرَادَ ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا سبحان الله. But they're not listening. Say, oh, the messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to them, I am admonishing you, I am advising you only one thing. Just to do one thing. What is that? أَنْ تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَى وَفُرَادَ To stand for the sake of Allah. Be sincere. Mathna wa furada. Two or one, not three, not a whole group of people. Just so each one of you, or at least the most two people, get back to yourself. And then thumma tatafakkaru. Then think. Analyze the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his manner, who he is, what he is calling to. Look, think about that. Tatafakkaru. Ponder. Use your mind. Is he crazy? Is he madman? What's the result is going to be? Ma bi sahibikum min jinn. There's no jinn on your friend, on your companion, means the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's what they're going to come. Because if they look the character of the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even before he called them to Allah, if they look after that, how his manner, how he handled himself, how he what he's calling people to, how he treat the people, whether they are his enemy, whether his beloved one is, how is his speech is, let alone the Quran itself, the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal, the miracle, they will come to the conclusion there is no way he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can be a madman. somebody who is mentally impossible, somebody who has jinn, possessed with jinn, who doesn't know what he's doing it, there's no way. Because the people, their common sense, they differentiate between somebody who is possessed with jinn, somebody who is mentally sick, and somebody who is healthy. It's way different. But those people, because they don't think, they don't use their mind, they don't use their common sense, they blindly follow somebody, what he tells them, they don't understand all this. Oh, he's a liar, they move away. So the point is that what makes the people on earth today not to believe the Quran to be the truth from Allah is either ignorance. And that is the most of the problem. That is most of the cases. Is they don't know about the Quran. Or they know it. But they follow desires. They purchase, wal'iyadu billah, worldly life over the truth. So, again, Allah al-Kareem subhanahu said, tilka ayatul kitab. والذي أنزل إليك من ربك الحق ولكن أكثر الناس لا يؤمنون. These are the verses of the book, and that which has been revealed unto you, the Messenger of Allah Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, from your Lord is the truth, but most men believe not. Most of the people, they don't believe it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الله الذي رفع السماوات بغير عمد ترونه. Al-Ayah, inshaAllah, please. About that. Oh, Yasir, read for us the terms. Sharh al-Sheikh, Sa'di, that Ayah, inshaAllah. Please listen to the explanation of Sheikh Sa'di, rahimahullah, how beautiful he interpreted the Ayah.
Qala Sheikh Sa'di, rahimahullah, fi tafsiri hadhi al-Ayah. يخبر تعالى عن انفراده بالخلق والتدبير والعظمة والسلطان الدال على أنه وحده المعبود الذي لا تنبغي العبادة إلا له، فقال الله الذي رفع السماوات على عظمها واتساعها بقدرته العظيمة بغير عمد ترونها، أي ليس لها عمد من تحتها، فإنه لو كان لها عمد لرأيتموها. ثم بعدما خلق السماوات والأرض استوى على العرش العظيم الذي هو أعلى المخلوقات استواء يليق بجلاله ويناسب كماله، وسخر الشمس والقمر لمصالح العباد ومصالح مواشيهم وثمارهم، كل من الشمس والقمر يجري بتدبير العزيز العليم لأجل مسمى بسير منتظم لا يفتران ولا ينايان حتى يجيء الأجل المسمى وهو طي الله هذا العالم.
حتى
يجيء الأجل المسمى
بالرفع أم بالنصب.
حتى يجيء الأجل المسمى،
يعني أليس حتى من
جيء في المضارع؟
طيب
الأجل في
حتى ليس من حروف النصب،
تنصب في المضارع.
طيب أحسنت،
الأجل فعل.
طيب حتى يجيء وحتى يجيء. طيب.
حتى يجيء الأجل المسمى وهو طي الله هذا العالم ونقلهم إلى الدار الآخرة التي هي دار القرار، فعند ذلك يطوي الله السماوات ويبدلها وبغير الأرض ويغير الأرض ويبدلها، فتكور الشمس والقمر ويجمع بينهما فيلقيان في النار ليرى من عبدهما أنهما غير أهل للعبادة، فيتحسر بذلك أشد الحسرة، وليعلم الذين كفروا أنهم كانوا كاذبين. وقوله يدبر الأمر يفصل الآيات، هذا جمع بين الخلق والأمر، أي قد استوى الله العظيم على سرير الملك يدبر الأمور في العالم العلوي والسفلي، فيخلق ويرزق ويغني ويفقر، ويرفع أقواما ويضع آخرين، ويعز ويذل، ويخفض ويرفع، ويقيل العثرات ويفرج الكروبات، وينفذ الأقدار في أوقاتها التي سبق بها علمه وجرى بها قلمه، ويرسل ملائكته الكرام لتدبير ما جعلهم على تدبيره، وينزل الكتب الإلهية على رسله، ويبين ما يحتاج إليه العباد من الشرائع والأوامر والنواهي، ويفصلها غاية التفصيل ببيانها وإيضاحها وتمييزها، لعلكم بسبب ما أخرج لكم من الآيات الأفقية والآيات القرآنية بلقاء ربكم توقنون. فإن كثرة الأدلة وبيانها ووضوحها من أسباب حصول اليقين في جميع الأمور الإلهية، خصوصا في العقائد الكبار كالبعث والنشور والإخراج من القبور. وأيضا فقد علم أن الله تعالى حكيم لا يخلق الخلق سدى ولا يتركهم عبثا، فكما أنه أرسل رسله وأنزل كتبه لأمر العباد ونهيهم، فلا بد أن ينقلهم إلى دار يحل فيهم جزاؤه، فيجازي المحسنين بأحسن الجزاء ويجازي المسيئين بإساءتهم.
أحسنت، بارك الله فيك. الله سبحانه وتعالى said in this ayat, second ayah, الله الذي رفع السماوات بغير عمد ترونها. Allah is he who raised the heavens without any pillars that you can see. الله الذي رفع السماوات. Allah is he who raised the heavens without any pillars that you can see. ثم استوى على العرش. Then he, Allah, rose above the throne. Allah, then he rose above the throne, really in a manner that suits his majesty and greatness. وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. He has subjected the sun and the moon. He needs to continue going round. Each running, كُلُّ يَجْرِي لِأَجْرِ مُسَمَّى. Each running means it is course for a term appointed. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ يُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ. He, Allah, manages and regulates all affairs. He explains the ayat. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ. Allah manages and regulates and controls all affairs. He disposes the affairs. يُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ. Allah explains the ayat. Proofs, evidence, verses, lessons, signs, revelation, etc. لَعَلَّكُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّكُمْ تُوقِنُونَ. That you may... Allah, he explains the ayat in detail that you may believe with certainty in the meeting with your Lord. That you may believe with certainty in the meeting with your Lord. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that it is he who raised the heavens بِغَيْرِ عَمَدْ, without a pillar, تَرَوْنَهَا, that you can see. So now you see how high the heaven is, how the heaven is up, and we don't see a pillar to stand on. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Azza wa Jal. Allahu alladhi rafa'a as-samawati bighayri 'amadin tarawnaha. Tarawnaha, if it is made a description, this jumla, this sentence, if it is made sifa, Allahu alladhi rafa'a as-samawati bighayri 'amadin tarawnaha. There is no pillar, you see it, for the heaven. There is no pillar for the heaven which you see it. In that meaning, it doesn't negate to have pillars. It may have it, but you don't see it. That if tarawnaha is made sifa for bighayri amad. But if it is made jumla musta'nafa, a new sentence, is going to be Allah raised the heavens without any pillars. Tarawnaha, you see that. You see that it doesn't have a pillar. So the ulama mentioned both meaning. And so the sama doesn't have a pillar. As Shaqdi' said, Shaykh Sa'di rahimahullah, he supports the meaning that it is jumla musta'nafa. رحمه الله تعالى بغير عمد ترونها ليس لها عمد من تحتها فإنه لو كان لها عمد لرأيتموها. It doesn't have a pillar. Would it have a pillar, you would have seen it. So means بغير عمد. The heaven is without a pillar. ترون how you see that it is without a pillar. Otherwise, you would have seen if it has a pillar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create this heaven, this skies, without a pillar. The sky, samawat, is seven heavens. The seven heavens, I have a question, which is close to us? We are on earth. Which one is close to us, the seven heavens or the sun? Yes. The sun. Yes. That's the correct answer. The seven heavens, each one is a tab on the other one. The closest one to the earth is above all the stars and all the sun and the moon. Because Allah mentioned in Quran that the stars is purification for the worldly sky. وَزَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِهِ. Allah decorate and make beautiful the sama. Which one? A dunya, the close one. With stars. So the sky which has the stars, it is the worldly sky. So all these stars we see, the galaxy, those telescope they see, all is in the worldly sky. The sky is not what these people claim to be space, an open space. No, the sky is a building. It's a building. It's something building. So Allah said in Quran, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ أي بِقُوَّةٍ. We build the sky with power, with force. So it's something building. The sama, the sky has gates. It has security. The sama has a saqaf. It is a roof for the earth. وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقَفًا مَحْفُوظًا. Allah made for the sky a saqaf mahfuda. Allah made the sky saqaf, a roof was protected. The night the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was raised to the seven heaven, when Angel Jibril and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam come to the first sky, they were not able to enter until they were asked by the angels, the security, "Who are you?" "I am Angel Jibril." "Who is with you?" "Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." "Was he sent?" "Yes." "Welcome." They enter. Then every sky to the next one. This universe is beyond our imagination. Beyond our imagination. La ilaha illallah. Now they tell you this sun, they tell you is bigger than the earth over 1,000,000 times. 1,300,000 times. The sun is bigger than the earth. That's what they tell you. They say if 1,300,000 earths would have been placed inside the sun, it swallows it. And they tell you that that sun itself is very small compared to the one of the stars. There are some stars more shining and more bigger than the sun many times. And they tell you all that is a very tiny object from the galaxy. The galaxy, they tell you, is billions of stars. One galaxy. And that galaxy is a small object in millions and billions of other galaxies. All that they tell you is observable universe. It's the universe that can be seen through telescope, through whatever they have of devices. Beyond that, there is something they cannot see. With that, they tell you it's expanding. It's growing. It's getting large. Allah said, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. We build the sky with force, with power, and we're making it larger. Now they tell you the sky is getting larger. It's getting. The stars are getting far distance from one another. In a mature way, the same way. It's getting apart from what, that's what they see. So all that is in the worldly sky. And the hadith shows that between the sky and the earth, 500 years distance. 500 years. Subhanallah, we human, this earth we live in, they tell you when it's divided to three, two of it is oceans and more even. The land is less than one third of the earth we live in. It's less than one third. Two third and more is water. We don't live there. As for that one third, the human life, very small portion of it. There are continents nobody lives. They call South Pole, North Pole. There are thousands of miles of deserts that nobody lives. The human, they only live in small spots in the cities and around that. That earth is bigger than us. يَا عِبَادِي إِنَّ أَرْضِ وَاسِعَةً فَإِيَّايَ فَاعْبُدُونَ. The earth of Allah is large. So a believer has always a place to worship Allah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He Azza wa Jal create this great universe without any pillar. No pillar to stand with. Is really amazing. But because we see every time, every day, we used to see since we born, since we were young, we don't feel it. Therefore, if somebody now build a small building, very tall, they come all around the world to get a picture from that building. How tall the building is. How smart is the one who built it. He's a great architect. How he made it. How long this building was, about 200 years, 300 years. And they go and they, how about the sky, how about the sun, how about the moon, how about this universe, how many years, how big it is. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, ثم استوى على العرش. Then Allah, then He rose above the throne. Allah rose above the throne. The throne is the greatest and the most beautiful creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. The throne of Allah Azza wa Jal is the biggest creation of Allah. And is the highest creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above that throne, Azza wa Jal. In a way that fits. Allah needs no one, not the throne, nor anyone else. Everyone is in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah who controls it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is above eighth throne. The throne of Allah is فوق السماوات, above the heavens. There are those deviated human beings who believe that Allah is everywhere, they say. Or they say Allah is nowhere. You cannot say Allah is above the throne. You cannot say Allah is up. Or those who say Allah is inside the creation, wal'iyadu billah. Or those who say the creation, some of the creation are inside Allah Azza wa Jal, wal'iyadu billah. So all these four groups are deviated. They are not upon sound creed. Those who claim that Allah is everywhere. Allah is not subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is not everywhere. His knowledge, His power, yes, everywhere. But He subhanahu wa ta'ala is above His throne, above His creation. And those who say you cannot say Allah is there, Allah is Ab, Allah, you cannot say, they describing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the description of Adam, something that doesn't exist. If you ask them where Allah is, first they get mad at you if you ask them where Allah is. They don't like that question. Why you don't like? Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked somebody to see if she is a believer. He said, Ain Allah, where Allah is? This is in Sahih Muslim, authentic narration. Where Allah is? She said, Allah is up, fi sama. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Who am I? She said, You are the messenger of Allah. Then he mentioned that his hair master, free her, she is a believer. But some people, they don't like that question. And if they remain patient and they answer to you, when you ask them where Allah is, they tell you, Allah is everywhere. Or tell you, you cannot say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is up, you cannot say Allah is there, you can know. Allah is not inside the universe, Allah is not above the universe, Allah is not up, Allah is not, that's what they say. This is a description of something that doesn't exist, not to be anywhere. And another group, they say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wal-iyadu billah halla fi khalqihi. Allah is inside His creation. Another group, they say the creation, some of them, like Isa and the like, they become special, Jailani and the like, they become ittihad ma'Allah, they be united Allah. After they be namus, they become lahut. After they were human being, they become Allah. Disbelievers. The sound aqidah is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is distinct from His creation. Allah is above His creation. Allah is above His throne. This is one of the ayah. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ Then Allah rose over the throne. And throne is above the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So Allah is not in His creation. In many ayat, in the Quran, if you recite in different ways, Allah shows that He is up. Some ayat that Allah is up. أَمِنْتُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ Are you safe from the one who is up? Some ayat that the Quran is sent down from Him. Tanzeelul Kitab. The descending of the book. So Quran comes from Allah. And the Quran Tanzeel is sent down. So Allah is up. The same thing, the angels. Tanazzalul Malaikatu wal Ruh. The night of Qadr, the angels are descended. They come down. They come from up. The same thing, the command of Allah, يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ Allah command from up to the earth. The same thing, the righteous actions and the angels go up to Allah, elevate to Allah. تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ إِلَيْهِ The angels and Jibreel go up to Allah. إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه to Allah. The good word makes su'ud, it goes up. Mas'ad, it's called mas'ad, it's elevator. The good words go up to Allah. Many ayat. Allah that He subhanahu wa ta'ala above His creation. يخافون ربه من فوقهم. Angels fear their Lord who is above them. من فوقهم, above them. So Allah is above the angels. وهو القاهر فوق عبادي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is فوق عبادي, above His creation. Many ayat. Allah is above His creation. Allah is في السماء. Allah is up. Things come down from Allah to the and the like goes back to Allah, go up to Allah Azza wa Jal. With all these, Allah subhanahu rabbi al-a'la. With all these, those people they deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be above His creation. So Allah said, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Then Allah said, وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. Allah subjected the sun and the moon. كُلُّ يَجْرِي إِلَى أَجْلِ مُسَمَّى. Each running, meaning it is course for a term appointed. So the sun and the moon are subjected by Allah. Allah made it easy to function that way. The sun comes, the moon comes. Alternation of the day and the night, the sun and the moon. And it's not going to be forever. It has appointed time, it will stop. Before that, it's functioning that miracle way. That way which shows the power of Allah, the knowledge of Allah, the wisdom of Allah, the mercy of Allah, show Allah's greatness. That sun functions that way, beautiful way, huge, far, running, non-stop. How many years? Only Allah knows. They tell you 4.5 billion, don't trust them. Only Allah knows. Only Allah knows. Only Allah knows how long human beings were living. Somebody tell you he knows exactly, don't trust him. Because Allah said in Quran, نعم لا يعلم إلا الله ألم يأتكم نبأ الذين من قبلكم قوم نوح وعاد وثمود والذين من بعدهم لا يعلمهم إلا الله. Nations, nobody knows about them but Allah. Nobody knows about them but Allah. Nations, how many years those nations were living, where they living, who they were, nobody knows but Allah. وَرُسُلًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ. There are messengers who even messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't know about them. He doesn't know them. Allah didn't relate to him about them. Somebody tells you the worth, the life, worldly life was, the earth was existing that 4.5 billion, so and so is going to exist another 4.5 billion. Liars. لا تصدقهم. Don't believe them. They use what they call science to spread shirk and kufr and disbelief and atheism. Don't trust them. Theory. After time, they deny. They say, no, that was wrong theory. But first, they forcefully spreading it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the sun and the moon. He subjected it in that way to benefit from it. And it continue until to appointed time. يدبر الأمر. Allah disposes and controls the affairs. It's not just a happen. It's not Big Bang. It's not Mother Nature. It's not Jesus. Nothing of that. It's Allah يدبر الأمر who controls the affairs. The sun and the moon make it function that way. It's by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nothing moves or stays without the permission of Allah. يفصل الآيات. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the ayat, the verse in detail. The evidence in detail. Look the universe. Look the Quran. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّكُمْ تُوقِنُونَ. That you may believe with certainty in the meeting with your Lord. If you ponder on this universe and how functioning the ayat of Quran, you will have the certainty that you will meet your Lord. A day will come. All human will meet with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to judge them. Those who did good, to reward them with good. And those who did bad, they deserve bad. We ask Allah al-Kareem to forgive us. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.